Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. Deliverance is next. Parental discretion is advised. Live worldwide. Deliverance with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next half hour, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Images of their gods you are to burn in the fire. Do not covet the silver and gold on them. And do not take it for yourselves, or you will be ensnared by it. For it is detestable to the Lord your God. Do not bring a detestable thing into your house, or you, like it, will be set apart for destruction. Utterly abhorred, detested, for it is set apart for destruction. That was taken from the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7. What is Moses referring to? He's referring to objects, pagan objects, objects that are cursed, that are detestable, an abomination to the Lord our God. And he's warning the people of God. And his word still speaks today, still applicable today, still trustworthy today. He's warning the people of God by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He's warning that if you bring in a detestable thing in your home, in your dwelling place, you are running the risk of being ensnared by it. Did not Moses write, do not covet the silver and gold on them? On what? The images of their gods. You are to burn in the fire, he said. Do not take it for yourselves, or you will be ensnared by it. For it is detestable to the Lord your God. And do not bring a detestable thing into your house, or you, like it, will be set apart for destruction. There are objects, cursed objects, objects that I like to refer to as the devil's devices that can ensnare you if you bring them into your home, into your dwelling place. There is warnings throughout the Holy Scripture about bringing certain things into your lane, into your home, into your dwelling place, into your very lives. So tonight I want to talk a little bit about cursed objects, and I want to expose the devil's devices on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with a challenge for all Jesus freaks to be fools for Christ. In 1956, missionaries Jim Elliot, Peter Fleming, Ed McCulley, Nate Saint, and Roger Udarian were killed by Guarani tribesmen in the jungles of Ecuador. The tragic story made world headlines, and many called it a foolish waste of lives. But here's what Jim Elliot had already written in his journal. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. You see, their lives were not foolishly wasted. The story inspired thousands to flock to mission work, including one small group, relatives of the slain men, who went back to Ecuador and helped lead the Guarani to Christ.
Get a global perspective from the Voice of the Martyrs. Go online to persecution.net.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, this is Toby Mack with news about another real-life Jesus freak. It is no small thing to say no to Hitler, but that is exactly what Franz Jagerstatter does. After Austria is annexed by Germany, Austrian men are expected to serve in the army of the Third Reich. Most of them do. Franz refuses, and before he is beheaded in Berlin on August 8, 1943, he writes these words, "We need no rifles or pistols for our battle, but instead spiritual weapons, and the foremost among those is prayer." Hey, if Franz can stand up to the Nazi regime, maybe you can find strength through prayer to win your own spiritual battles.
Will you stand with the Voice of the Martyrs? Go online to persecution.com.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with the prayer of a real-life Jesus freak. The year is 1415, Bohemia. John Huss is in chains waiting to be burned at the stake. His crime? Rebuking church leaders for corruption. But he demonstrates his own understanding of what it means to follow Christ with a prayer. O loving Christ, draw me, a weakling, after yourself. For if you do not draw me, I cannot follow you. Give me a brave spirit that I may be ready and alert. Come alongside me and follow me, for without you I cannot do anything. Grant me a ready spirit, a fearless heart, a right faith, a firm hope and a perfect love, that for your sake I may lay down my life with patience and joy.
Are you a Jesus freak? Go online to persecution.net.
Moses writes, do not bring a detestable thing into your house, or you, like it, will be set apart for destruction. Utterly abhorred, detested, for it is set apart for destruction. There are certain items that coexist with us that we are not to take into our home, that we are not to take on our lands, in our dwelling places. For there are cursed objects, the devil's devices. And tonight we're going to examine some of the devices that belong to the kingdom of darkness. Not too long ago, I was invited to be a guest in a home that was literally filled with various Hindu and Buddhist idols. Some of the objects were worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're not speaking of hundreds of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hideous in their appearance, these various demon gods and idols made of human hands were scattered throughout this beautiful home that I was a guest at. The end result of obtaining these cursed objects, these devil's devices, was extreme demonic attacks upon this precious family. For many months, the family endured one strange supernatural occurrence after another. The family felt a demonic presence in the home, heard voices, screams, eerie thumps in the night. However, the willingness to possess these cursed objects allowed the evil spirits to enter their property and home to terrorize. As I mentioned, Moses, one of God's servants, under the inspiration of the Spirit of the living God, wrote this divine command that's worth repeating again and again on tonight's presentation. It's found in the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 25 and 26. He writes, "The images of their gods you are to burn in the fire. Do not covet the silver. Do not covet the gold on them. And do not take it for yourselves, or you will be ensnared by it, for it is detestable to the Lord your God. Do not bring a detestable thing into your house, or you, like it, will be set apart for destruction, utterly abhorred and detested, for it is set apart for destruction." And as I mentioned, my friends, allowing certain objects, cursed objects in your home, on your property, can ensnare a family and allow the spiritual right by which the evil spirits can come and to torment and to trouble and disturb a family. For these objects, these devil's devices have been set apart for destruction. Dream catchers, false religious symbols, and obviously like drugs, illegal drugs like cocaine, marijuana, Native American artifacts, pornography, role-playing games, tarot cards, occultic crystals, the Ouija board, voodoo incense, and the list can go on. Any kind of form of occultic literature are considered to be cursed by God and detestable to him. I would be here all night to give you a list of various devices that belong to the kingdom of Satan. And if you do have a question about something that you have on your property, in your home, that you would like to get some clarification on, feel free. I would love to hear from you. You could simply email me at jay@jbartlett.org. jay@jbartlett.org, and I will do whatever I can to help you, to assist you, to give you some clarification on what is truly a cursed item and what's not. There are some things that may not be as clear as some others. For example, pornography we know is a cursed object. If you have pornographic magazines, pornographic DVDs, and such, obviously those things are cursed and you need to get them out of the house. You need to burn them, if preferably burn them, because we don't want you just simply throwing it out and somebody else getting a hold of it. Burn them if possible. If not, just get rid of them, destroy them, get them out of your property, out of your home. Now, there are other things that may be not so clear. And I know many parents have asked me about certain board games, for example. And some of the children's board games that are out there, some of them are questionable. You need to use the discernment, the wisdom of God. God will assist you in providing the wisdom that you need. And feel free to email me. I will do whatever I can to help you, to shed some light, to bring some spiritual light to bear upon the question that you may have. Another item that's no doubt a cursed object, the Ouija board. I mean, if you have a Ouija board, or you know somebody that does, destroy it. Get it out of the house. And any occultic literature, and there's thousands, tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of titles that are available for the reading public that obviously it would take me days to go through every single book, piece of literature that's out there that's occultic rooted. But suffice to say, there's many, many pieces of literature that promote occultic belief systems that exist in our world. They need to be destroyed. They need to be removed if you have them in your home. All these things are considered to be cursed by God and detestable to Him. And I would encourage you to destroy the cursed objects by fire, if all possible. Again, we want to literally, utterly destroy the cursed object. This is a very serious subject. For you must understand, cursed objects, just as the scripture tells us so clearly in Deuteronomy chapter 7, can bring about a spiritual bondage into your life, into your family. Moses uses, as guided by the Holy Spirit of God, uses a interesting word. He says, do not cover the silver and gold on them, and do not take it for yourselves, referring to a pagan item, or you will be ensnared by it. There is that potential where you can be ensnared by the cursed object. That's why you must get it out. You don't want to be ensnared by something. You don't want to be ensnared by the devil. For if he ensnares you, if he traps you, if he enslaves you, let me tell you, he is about destruction. That is his very nature. He doesn't care for you. He's not merciful. He is not gracious. He is not loving. The enemy will attempt to destroy you. That's what demons do. Did not Jesus, when speaking of Satan, refer to him as a murderer, a thief, who's come to kill, steal, and destroy? He wants to steal your joy, your peace. Peace in the home. Joy in your own personal life. He wants to utterly destroy your finances, your health, your mental well-being, your spiritual well-being. He wants to destroy your relationships. And one way he could do this is if you give him the spiritual legal right by possessing a cursed item, a device that belongs to the devil. And here in a moment, I'm going to talk a little bit more in depth about some of the most prominent devices of the devil that you need to be aware of, that I need to expose you of, so you can get rid of it. So you can, if you hear family, friends, loved ones, neighbors, classmates, work colleagues, if you hear somebody referring to these items, to these objects, to these devices, to these literature pieces, to various paraphernalia, you can encourage them to get rid of them because it ensnares. And like I said, if you get a hold of something, if God gives you and he brings to light that which is utterly set apart for destruction, a devil's device, a cursed object, destroy the object by fire if all possible. And why do I say by fire? Well, one reason is because the fire will burn the object, utterly burn it and destroy it. And that's good because we don't want anybody else getting a hold of it. And also, there's a biblical precedent. The early Ephesians burned occultic items, the paraphernalia of Satan in Acts chapter 19. It is recorded that many of those who believed in Jesus Christ, now came and openly confessed their evil deeds. A number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachms. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. The end result, my friends, of destroying cursed objects is that the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. So, we cannot go wrong with God's word. So if you destroy a cursed object, if you remove a device that belongs to the devil, the word of the Lord will spread widely and grow in power in your dwelling place. That's a good thing, my friends. That's not a negative. It's not a minus. It's a plus if you destroy cursed objects. Those things that can ensnare you, as Moses warns the people of God in Deuteronomy chapter 7. I mean, you can read it for yourself. That's the words he used. The images of the gods you are to burn in the fire. Do not covet the silver or gold on them, and do not take it for yourselves, or you will be ensnared by it. For it is detestable to the Lord your God. Just lay down your pride. It may be something that's passed down through the family line, through the generations. It may be worth a lot of money. It may have a great sentimental value. But if it is a detestable item, some kind of satanic jewelry, perhaps the jewelry piece is profoundly beautiful. Perhaps it's worth many thousands of dollars, tens of thousands. It doesn't matter. You must get rid of it. And the Lord, the word of the Lord will spread widely in your home and grow in power. That's a good thing. The Lord will be very much pleased. And by destroying the item, you destroy the kingdom of darkness. Piece by piece. And the word of the Lord will gain strength in your life. It will be a tremendous witness to the watching world. Perhaps you're listening to this broadcast, and the Lord's bringing something to your attention right now. There are many people, thousands and thousands, listening to this broadcast. Literally nearly on every continent of this world. Perhaps you have something in your home that is detestable, that you know that you must get rid of. Perhaps it's an old photograph. Perhaps you're married and you have an older photograph of someone that you committed sin with. That could be a cursed item. You look at that photo and it brings back all those emotions and memories of the sin. That doesn't honor God. That brings a level of enslavement. You're being ensnared by the photo. See how these things work? Something so simple like that. Get rid of it now. In the authority of Jesus Christ, get rid of it. God will give you strength. And, oh God, I'm asking that you give each and every one who is listening to this broadcast the inner strength, the fortitude to stand up in the midst of the great temptation, to stand up with you, Lord Jesus Christ, in your power, to get rid of those things that are detestable in your eyes. Give them strength, O God. And I command every evil spirit that's compelling these people, that's compelling the listeners to hold on to a certain item, Lord Jesus, set them free. And I command those evil spirits to go in the authority of Jesus Christ. By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the resurrection of Jesus, go. Now, in Jesus' name, you are free in Jesus' name. Now get rid of the object, turn to the Lord Jesus. And perhaps you're listening to this broadcast, you have no idea how you ran into listening to me at this very moment. God has brought you for a reason. First and foremost, yes, we're talking about exposing the devil's devices and so forth. But God has brought you here not only to gain information, but also to know him, the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died, who sacrificed his very life upon a cross some 2,000 years ago. For the scripture tells us, my friends, he was conceived, Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Did not sin. He was sinless. That's why he was able to be the perfect sacrifice. He was acceptable sacrifice. He was able to provide a perfect blood atonement because he never committed sin. He was sinless. He was tempted in all manner, but he never committed sin. Not even once. For he is the God-man. God in the flesh. And Jesus Christ, because of his great love for us, his amazing, unlimited love, had him go to that cross to bear your sin, to bear my sin, to take the punishment so we would not have to take the punishment. Isn't that beautiful, my friends? It's beautiful if you think about it. Jesus Christ took our sin, and he died on the cross for our sins. He shed that precious, holy, sinless blood. He was buried. God the Father raised Jesus Christ from the grave. And he's coming back again, my friends. He is coming back. And I don't know the time, the day, but he is coming back. The scripture tells us so. All you have to do is look at the signs of the day, the signs of the age. You see the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Now's the day of salvation. Now's the day to repent of your sins. Now is the day to trust Jesus Christ, not by any works that you can muster, by simply placing your love and your faith and trust in him and him alone, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to pray with me. When you pray this prayer, you're praying to the living God. And he will save you. The scripture so says so very clearly. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from hell. Saved from your sins. Saved from curses. Saved from Satan. For when you come to know Jesus Christ, your spirit nature, it's a mystical, supernatural, miraculous event, but it's a reality that the scripture speaks of. Your spirit nature will be seated with Jesus Christ in the heavenly realms. Yes. Sin can affect your body nature, your soul, your mind, your emotions, your will. Curses can affect your body. Curses can affect your soul. But sin, curses, Satan, demons, cannot touch your very spirit nature. And it's your spirit nature whom God will see you as. And he will see you, your spirit nature, in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's beautiful, you think about it. It's beautiful. It's the truth. It's life-changing. It's revolutionary. Profoundly powerful. If you grasp the truth of it. That when you come to know Jesus Christ, you'll be seated with him in the heavenly realm. So curses, death, sin, Satan cannot touch you. Yes, these things may afflict your body. Your soul nature, but the real you, your spirit nature, is safely with Jesus forevermore. That's who you want. You want his love, his peace, for he loves you and he cares for you. I want you to pray with me. I want you to simply say, Lord Jesus, come on. You could say it. Doesn't matter where you're listening to this broadcast, by phone, through the internet, through the archive programming, just say, Lord Jesus, I confess my sins to you. Please forgive me. I churn for my sins. The wickedness that I participated in. I renounce the devil. God, forgive me for holding on to cursed objects, items. I churn from all these things. And I place my trust and my love and my faith in Jesus, you, Jesus, and you alone. Enter my life. Fill me with your presence, your love, your joy, your peace, your power. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, I love you and I thank you for what you did on the cross on my behalf. And I ask that your resurrection power would dwell me at this very hour. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, if you just simply pray that powerful prayer, I want you to email me so I could send you a free New Testament. Email me at j@jbartlett.org. Be sure to send me a mailing address, and I'll be sure to send you a free New Testament as soon as possible. And my friends, there's so many other things I want to get into tonight. And on the subject of cursed objects, the devil's devices, so I want to speak on some of the more prominent devices that exist in our day, and we're going to do that on tomorrow's broadcast. So be sure to listen in to tomorrow's broadcast as I delve a little bit deeper into the devil's devices on the Deliverance broadcast. My friends, thank you for participating. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for your love and your prayers. And we bless you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
because of you.
It's because of you.
It's because of you.